victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Thanksgiving Victory. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 21, from that time forth, began Jesus to show to his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Somebody say, bad idea. Now, this is an observation of mine. I think Peter might still be a little bit high from that previous successful word. He's thinking, man, I got a hotline from the Father. I mean, Jesus himself said it. That didn't come from me. Came straight from glory. I got the line on, man. I'm hooked. God through me. Now you're laughing, but this has happened. Oh, people wouldn't admit it. They would start out talking like this, but I think this is a huge limiting factor in how much God can use somebody. So many times, God bless somebody just a little bit. They begin to get the big head. It's true. He begins to use somebody just a little bit and they take it too far. They start acting like what they're doing is God. Everything they're saying and thinking is God. And that's as far as he can use them. One of the first revelations I got from God as a teenager was I was reading the Bible through on my own for the first time. In my early teens, I'd gone to Sunday school and I'd heard a lot of scriptures, but I'm doing it myself on my own. I'm getting hungry for God. And I got to the place where it said in Numbers, now the man Moses was meek, very meek, above all the men that were on the face of the earth. Was that Numbers 12:3, I think it is. Moses was very meek, and the Lord spoke to me. Again, not an audible voice. One of the first times I remember him speaking to me like this. He said, Keith, did you notice Moses was the meekest man in his generation on the earth? I thought, yeah, that's what it says. He said, did you also realize he's the most used man of me in his generation? I made the connection then. And I immediately began to try to find out what is real humility. Because the degree of your humility determines the limitations of your usefulness to God. Because he gives his grace to the humble. And I'm going to go ahead and get ahead of myself a little bit here because it's so pertinent. One of the key indicators and expressions of humility is thanksgiving. You show me a truly humble man or woman, I'll show you every time a thankful man or woman. Every time. Every time. Thankful. Thankful. Now, Peter is too bold and too forward, fresh off of his experience of being used of the Father. He decides that he is in place to rebuke the Master now. He's just going to step right on up and rebuke Jesus. Now, the scripture said he did it privately. He called him to the side. Well, that was nice of him, wasn't it? I mean, if you read other translation that the took him includes him, said, Jesus, come here. It happened, friends. Jesus is explaining to them, he's telling them about all the bad things that's about to happen to him. How he's going to be tried and mocked, he's going to be scourged, he's going to be killed, dead, and he's going to be raised. And in the middle of this, he keeps talking about it, and finally Peter goes, Jesus, Jesus, come here. Jesus. No, Jesus. This is not going to happen to you. And Jesus responded in one of the strongest ways that you will see in the gospel accounts. And I want to draw your attention to how strongly he responded. Are you ready? Peter said, he began to rebuke him, Be it far from you, Lord. No way. No how. This shall not be to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. Wow. This is strong, isn't it? Why would it be so strong? Because it is so serious what's going on here. Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me. You savor not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. This probably let the air out of Peter. Don't you imagine? Because I don't think Jesus was quiet about this. Peter's calling him over to the side, rebuking him, and Jesus wheels around. I think everybody around there heard this. Get behind me, Satan! Now, for the master to do that had to be serious. Is he calling Peter the devil? No, Peter's not the devil. But Peter is yielding to the devil, and the devil is speaking through Peter. The same Peter that just a few verses before the Father was speaking through. True or not? Is it true you can yield to the Holy Spirit in the morning and yield to the devil in the afternoon? It's true. He went on to say, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Let me read this to you from some other translations. There's so much here. The Young's literal says, This shall not be to you. Be kind to yourself. The margin of my Bible has a number one for, and it says GR for Greek. It says, pity yourself. Everybody say that out loud. Pity yourself.
Pity yourself.
Say it again. Pity yourself.
Pity yourself.
About what? About all these bad things that are about to happen. Did Jesus deserve these bad things? Had he done anything to earn this kind of treatment? This mocking, this scourging, this crucifixion, this death, this going to the heart of the earth and paying the penalty for all our sins. Did he deserve any of that? And yet he's a man. He has all the feelings you have. He has taken on himself flesh and he has become like other men. He's not almost like a man, he is a man. We spent, months around here a while back reading the scriptures and talking about how he was tempted in all points, just like us, yet without sin. Was he capable of feeling like it wasn't fair? Or it wasn't right? Or he didn't deserve this? Yes. He'd have to deal with some of the same feelings you or I would, and that is the heart of the issue. What is the enemy trying to get him to do? to focus on that and pity yourself. Let me read this to you from some other translations. The easy to read says, Jesus said to Peter, "Get away from me, Satan. You're not helping me. You don't care about the same things God does. You only care about what people think are important." The NET says, "Get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me." The English version says, "You're an obstacle in my way." God's Word says, "Get out of my way, Satan. You're tempting me to sin." Now think about it. Why would he respond like this? Why would he respond like this? Because he's already dealing with it. Are you listening? Now sometimes people don't like to look at this because they think, well, that's Jesus. Why did Jesus sweat blood in the garden? What was he dealing with? What was going on? There's nobody physically hurting him yet. He's there by himself. What's going on? The Bible said, "You have not resisted sin yet unto blood." He's resisting temptation to sin. Are y'all with me now? It's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to yield to the temptation. And he was tempted in all points, just like us. In fact, he's tempted. He was pushed to the limits anybody could, any human being could ever be tempted in. All the way. He's sweating blood. Resisting what? Well, listen to the prayer. It tells you right there. He said, "Oh, Father, all things are possible to you. And if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me." What's the problem? After his own humanity, he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't deserve it. Yet, what does he come back with? "Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." And here, he's already dealing with this. He's telling them about it. How many understand this is not the first time he's thought about this when he's telling them? The reason he's talking to them about it, it's about to happen. Everything's been leading up to this. And he's tempted already. He's being pulled, and it only got worse to the point of the garden. And now, one of his closest helpers is yielding to the devil and saying what the devil's been bothering him with for months now. Vocalizing it. Thinking he's being a friend.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "Pity Thyself," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1403B. That's R1403B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.